सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बालरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः तपोवीचीनपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
We are discussing very important and interesting point, topic, and the topic is Atman and how to experience it, how to reach there. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Atmavare drashtabhya srotabhya mantabhya and निधि ध्यासितव्य. आत्मावारे द्रष्टव्य. द्रष्टव्य मीन्स इट शुड बी सीन. सीन मीन्स यू कांट सीन एज एन ऑब्जेक्ट. सीन मीन्स यू शुड नो. यू शुड नो आत्मन इन दिस लाइफ. हाउ विल यू कम टू नो? श्रोतव्य बाय श्रवण. शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल. यू हैव टू लिसन. जस्ट बाय रीडिंग इट विल नेवर हैपन. Srotabhya. And if you are a uttam adhikari, it will happen the moment you hear it. Srotabhya. If it has not happened, that means there is some blockage. Where is that blockage? The problem is not with the knowledge. The problem is with my mind. There is a blockage in my mind. My mind is doubting. So then it says, mantabhyaha. You should reflect on it. Whatever is said in the scripture and the teacher says is perfectly right. Mantabhyaha. After manan, knowledge can happen. Or there may be still some problem. Then he said, if you want to experience, then nididhyasitabhyaha. Then after that, meditate. So what will happen with the Sravan? With the Sravan, the ignorance of Atman, the knowledge that I do not know Atman, the Abhavana, the technical word is Abhavana, I do not know Atman. This will be removed by Sravan. People say, Atma kya hai? Malum nahi hai. Sravan karo. Come and listen about Atman. Then what will happen? After that you can't say, I don't know Atman. You may say that I have not experienced Atman, but you can't say now, I do not know Atman. That you can't say now. So by Sravan, the ignorance of Atman, the technical word is Abhavana, it ends. Then you are told, who is this Atman? You are told that he is Satchidananda, he is Sat, he is Chit, he is Ananda, he is Sakshi. That you have heard. The nature of Atman. Very good. Then comes the Mananam part. Because Shankaracharya says, it was said that I am different from body and I am different from mind. It was said in verse number 32 and 33. देहा अन्यत्वात में जन्म जरा कार्य अलग है. आई एम डिफरेंट फ्रॉम बॉडी, देयरफॉर देयर इज नो जन्म कार्य वीकनिंग और मृत्यु. द सट विकार, द चेंजेस विच आर रिलेटेड टू द बॉडी इज नॉट इन मी. व्हाई इट इज नॉट इन मी? बिकॉज आई एम डिफरेंट फ्रॉम बॉडी. बिकॉज दी चेंजेस वी सी इन ग्रॉस बॉडी ओनली. बर्थ अस्थि जायते वर्धते विपरीन्मते अपक्षीयते एंड विनश्यति इति. दिस वी फाइंड इन बॉडी ओनली. सिंस आई एम डिफरेंट फ्रॉम बॉडी, देयरफॉर दीज थिंग्स जन्म मृत्यु एटसेट्रा आर नॉट इन मी. सो देयर इज नो डेथ ऑफ आत्मन. इवन इफ ए पर्सन डाइज, द आत्मन इज स्टिल देयर. हाउ इट इज स्टिल देयर?
Existence.
Isness is there, body is. This isness part is still there. That isness is the Atman part. Atman exists everywhere, cannot be destroyed. Atman is still there, isness is still there, existence is still there. Then it was said, Amanatvat. न मे दुख राग द्वेष भयाद. सिंस आई हैव गॉट नो माइंड, आई एम नॉट माइंड, देयरफॉर दुख द्वेष राग भय दीज आर नॉट देयर. दीज थिंग्स आर रिलेटेड टू माइंड. व्हेन वी आर इन द वेकिंग स्टेट वी एक्सपीरियंस ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बट व्हेन वी आर इन द डीप स्लीप स्टेट इट इज नॉट देयर. बट आत्मन इज देयर. If it is related to Atman, then those things should also be there at that time. No, in the deep sleep they are not there. That means, that proves these all relate to mind. So Shankaracharya says, by yukti, first the sravan, then by logic he proves. This is yukti. I am different from body. I am different from mind. Then he gives a yukti, a logic. These things are in the mind, these things are in the body, these are not there in the Atman. युक्ति. वेरी गुड. देन व्हाट हैपेंस आफ्टर दैट? नेक्स्ट इज द अनुभूति. अनुभूति इन द युक्ति इज योर मननम स्टेज. इन मननम स्टेज, इन द रिफ्लेक्शन स्टेज, व्हाट हैपेंस? असंभावना इज रिमूव्ड, डाउट्स आर रिमूव्ड. In sravan stage, what happens? Abhavana is removed. What is abhavana? I do not know Atman. Now you came to know. Atman is Satchidananda, Atman is Sakshi. No, I still have doubt. I think body is Atman. Shankaracharya proved body and mind is not Atman. Atman is different from body and mind. Yukti, your doubt is clear. Then anubhuti. Third is, I must experience it. Okay, for experiencing, what you have to do? You have to practice nidhi dhyasan. So three words you will come to know in the spiritual parlance: Shruti, Yukti and Anubhuti. Shruti, you have to listen. Then Yukti, by logic, it is perfect. Science is correct. Then anubhuti, I want to experience it. So how will you experience it? Our understanding is that we are jiva. This is our former understanding. Who are we? We are jiva. So what we have to do? Shankaracharya ji says, if you want to do experience it, then do the nidhi dhyasan. What is this nidhi dhyasan? From verse number 34, 35, 36, they help us in nidhi dhyasan. What should we do? Aham nirgunaha. You see, everywhere you have to say that aham, aham. That Atman, that Brahman is me. What is the quality of that Atman and Brahman? Nirgunaha. Aham nirgunaha. Aham niskriya. Aham nitya. Aham nirvikalpa. Aham niranjana. Aham nirvikara. Aham nirakara. Aham nitya muktosmi. Nirmala. Aham, aham, aham. He is not different from me. I am all these things. This way you have to meditate. Aham akashvat sarvam. Aham sada sarvasamaha. Aham suddha. Aham nisanga. Aham nirmala. Aham achala. These are all indicators which Shankaracharya has given for nididhyasana, for meditation. When you sit in the seat of meditation, the first thing will come, I am jiva. He said, no, you are not jiva. Who are you? I am nirguna, I am nirakara, I am nirmala, I am suddha, I am sarvasama, I am akashva. Like this thing. We have to contemplate. Then thereafter, what will happen? Then there will be a continuity. How long we have to do? How do we have to do? No. Shankaracharya is saying in verse number 37.
Evam nirantarabhyasta.
Evam nirantarabhyasta.
Brahmaivasmiti vasana.
Brahmaivasmiti vasana.
Haratya vidya vikshepan.
Haratya vidya vipepan.
Roganivarasayanam.
Roganivarasayanam.
Evam nirantarabhyasta. Brahmaivasmiti vasana. Haratya vidya vikshepan roga nivarasayanam.
So you are meditating nididhyasan. How you are meditating? Aham nirmal, aham desh, aham desh, aham nitya suddha vimuktai, aham akhanda, aham ananda, aham advayam, aham satyam, aham jnanam, aham anantam. Brahma aham ev, I am that Brahman. Not that Brahman is somewhere else, no. This way you are meditating. Evam nirantara abhyasta, evam, evam means this way. This way means the way Shankaracharya is suggesting in verse number 34, 35, 36, each word is indicating that Brahman, and that Brahman is not different from me. So we add the word aham. Aham nirgun, aham nityam. This way you meditate. Nirantar abhyasata. Nirantar abhyasata means nirantar, unbroken, continuous. Abhyasta, you have to practice. Now what is the definition of practice? Abhyas. Patanjali gives you the definition. What is abhyas? The Patanjali says, Satu dirgakala nairantarya satkar asevita dribhumi. Satu dirgakal nairantar satkar asevit dribhumi. Satu, you practice. How long? Dirgakal. Ek bar bolne se nahi hoga. I am sitting in the meditation center, I am nirmala, I am nirakara, I am nirguna, three stanza complete. Kuch nahi hua. Dirgakal, nirantar, nirantar without any break. It should be continuous. No other thought should come in between. Our mind will always go to the object, emotions and thought. It will go outside. But it should be continuous. Nairantar. How? Should it be mechanical? No. Satkar with devotion. You should have faith and devotion. Don't do it mechanically. Asevit means this. The practice in this way with devotion for a long time, you should practice. Then what will happen? Dhrabhumi. Dhrabhumi? Abidance. Further abidance will happen. Achha, what this practice will give us? So it is said, Brahma ev asmi iti vasana. Brahma ev alone asmi, me. इति वासना, इट विल क्रिएट ए वासना. वी हैव गॉट लॉट ऑफ वासना. दिस ऑल्सो विल क्रिएट ए वासना. इफ यू प्रैक्टिस इट फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम, दीर्घ काल विथ सत्कार, देन इट विल ऑल्सो फॉर्म ए वासना. यू सी, वन टाइम चैंटिंग इज वन थॉट, इट इज नॉट वासना. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू मेक इट डीप रूटेड वासना, देन यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस इट अगेन एंड अगेन एंड अगेन अगेन, देन इट विल बिकम ए हैबिट. आई वॉन्ट बेटी एट 6 AM एवरी डे, आई एम डूइंग इट. वासना, हैबिट. सिमिलरली वी हैव टू मेक ए हैबिट. आम ब्रह्मास्मि, आम ब्रह्मास्मि, आम निर्गुण, आम निराकार, आम निर्मल, आम नित्य, आम शुद्ध, आम सच्चिदानंद. दिस वे कंटिन्यूअसली इफ यू थिंक विथ डिवोशन, देन देयर विल बी फर्म अबाइडेंस इन दैट. वेरी गुड. व्हाट इज आवर फर्म अबाइडेंस नाउ? द फर्म अबाइडेंस एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, अहम जीवोस्मि, आई एम जीव, आई एम कर्ता, आई एम भोक्ता. दिस इज आवर वासना. दिस हैज कम फ्रॉम मेनी मेनी लाइव्स. दैट इज वाई इट इज फर्म, अहम जीवोस्मि. सो दिस वे वेन वी कंटिन्यूअसली वी हैव गॉट दिस टाइप ऑफ वासना, जीवो जीवो हम, जीवो हम, जीवो हम, आई एम कर्ता, आई एम भोक्ता. वॉट इज द मेडिसिन एंटीडोट फॉर दैट? To remove that, the antidote is brahmakar vritti. At this point of time we have got jivakar vritti. To remove this jivakar vritti, that I am not a jiva, what you need? Brahmakar vritti. You need aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. That you need. So where will you get this Brahmasmi? By Sravan. Who told you to meditate on the Brahman? When we went to satsang, the scripture said, the teacher said that you have to meditate on Brahman. So first we have to do the Sravan, and after Sravan, what you have to do? You have to reflect. Like you have seen the cows or the goat and all that, they first eat lot of grass and all that, then they sit down. But still their mouth is, now they are chewing. Similarly, you have heard lot of things in Sravan. Then reflect on it. When the reflection happens, then it will be doubt-free. So we have to create vasana. You see, we can fall even after Sravan. After Sravan, the knowledge can also happen. There are instances where immediately after Sravan, the knowledge has happened. And there are many instances after Sravan you can fall. After Manan also you can fall back to the OET. We are going toward Atman. Falling back means going back to Anatma. Only two things are there. Either you are rising from Anatma to Atma, by Sravan or Manan, at any stage, from Sravan, after Sravan, you can fall to Anatma. After Manan, you can fall to Anatma. So we have to create Dhirvasana. So, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. This vasana, when formed for a practice for a long time, it becomes a Dhirvasana, and Dhirvasana will remove the jiva vasana. This will remove the avidya. What is this avidya? That aham jiva. This is avidya. Aham karta, aham bhokta. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. This is jiva bhava. This jiva bhava is false. What is satya? Brahma is satya. Who is more powerful? Brahma is more powerful. If I can have this abidance in Brahman, this Brahmakar vritti will remove Jivakar vritti. Khatam. So this can happen. सो द फ्रॉम द परोक्ष अनुभूति टू अपरोक्ष अनुभूति, परोक्ष अनुभूति श्रवण एंड मनन इज परोक्ष, अपरोक्ष मीन आई एम नॉट एट एक्सपीरियंस, आई एम ओनली हर्ड, आई रिफ्लेक्टेड ऑन इट. You know now what is the difference between parocha and aparocha? Aksha means what? Paraksha means somebody else's eye. It's not my knowledge. I have heard from somebody. Parocha. And how to make it aparocha? I have to experience myself. Somebody comes and tells me, have you seen Taj Mahal? I'm like, no. Oh, it's beautiful. Parocha gyan. But that parocha jnana can be made aparocha. If I go to the Agra, I can see it. That can become a pratyaksha now. Similarly, the knowledge which has happened in Sravan and Manan can be made my own experience, which is called aparocha jnana. But between parocha and aparocha, there is a gap. What is that gap? We call it viparita bhavana. So nididhyasan removes the viparita bhavana. What is this viparita bhavana? The vichep may come, disturbance may come, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, these things may come again. I am meditating, I am doing the meditation, nididhyasan I am doing. But these things are coming, disturbances are coming, but nididhyasan will remove it. After seven, abhavana is removed. After manan, asambhavana is removed. After nididhyasan, viparita bhavana is also reduced, removed. This jeev bhav cannot be removed by any other means. You need brahmakar vritti. Chota mota dawai se kaam nahi hoga. Like malaria, you cannot control it by paracetamol. Hoga kuch? Nahi hoga. You need stronger medicine. You need kunain. Similarly, jeev bhav requires a stronger vasana, and that stronger vasana is brahmakar vritti. This brahmakar vritti will throw away this jivakar vritti. Therefore, atmabhare srotabhya mantabhya nididhyasitabhya. How it will remove? It was said, earlier it was said, how does it remove? Tejas timir sangavat. Have you heard this line? Tejas timir sangavat.
Where? Where did you hear this?
Kaha? Oh, in Atmavad only. Good, Mahavirji. It was verse number 3. Tejas timir sangavat. Like teja, the light removes the darkness. If there is a darkness, bring the light. Darkness is gone. How long will it take? Instant. Similarly, nididhyasan in brahmakar vritti will remove jivakar vritti instantly. Gone. So after meditation, you come out, then you say, aham brahmasmi. But it should be preceded by sravan and manan. If you are going into meditation without sravan, without manan, you will go as a jiva, come back as a jiva. Every night we go into the deep sleep. We go as Mr. X doctor, come back as Mr. X doctor only. We never become Brahman. So the prerequisite for removing the jiva bhava is you must know about the Atman. Your knowledge about the Atman should be doubt-free. Then after the dirgha kal with devotion, you should practice it. Then this becomes a dridha vasana. दिस दृढ़ वासना विल रिमूव जीव बाबा. व्हेन यू कम बैक नाउ यू आर नो मोर जीव, यू हैव बिकम ब्रह्मान. सो बोथ थिंग्स आर करेक्ट. श्रवण मात्रे न ज्ञानम भवति, दिस इज ऑल्सो करेक्ट. इफ यू आर एन उत्तम अधिकारी, इट विल बी सेड वंस यू आर ब्रह्मन, हैपेंड, नॉलेज हैपेंड. एंड देर आर मेनी इंस्टांसेस ऑल्सो. और सेकेंड, आत्मा बारे श्रोतव्य, मंतव्य एंड नीति त्याग, दीज आर द स्टेप फॉर अस. बोथ आर करेक्ट. दिस व्हाट इज दिस अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, वी कॉल इट स्वजातीय वृत्ति प्रवाह. स्वजातीय मीन सेम टाइप ऑफ थॉट कंटिन्यूअसली. स्वजातीय वृत्ति प्रवाह, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, देन डोंट थिंक मेरा घर का क्या हुआ, वेदर आई हैव लॉक्ड माय रूम और नॉट. नो, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, कंटिन्यूअसली यू शुड मेडिटेट ऑन दैट. सो दिस इज कॉल्ड निधि ध्यासन, दिस इज कॉल्ड सविकल्प समाधि. सविकल्प समाधि, विकल्प मीन्स थॉट, विकल्प मीन्स थॉट, सविकल्प मीन्स विथ थॉट. तो समाधि, देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ समाधि, सविकल्प समाधि एंड निर्विकल्प समाधि. फ्रॉम सविकल्प वी गो टू द निर्विकल्प. सो व्हाट आर द स्टेजेस? श्रवण, मनन, then nididhyasan is the technical term used in Vedant for sabikalpa samadhi. Sabikalpa with thought. What thought is there? Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Continuous thought, uninterrupted thought should be there. And this is also called sampragyat samadhi. Sampragyat. Now when you go and talk to your friends, समाधि जानता है? यस आई नो समाधि. डू यू नो सविकल्प? नहीं नहीं सुना. व्हाट इज सविकल्प? यू कैन देन यू कैन गिव वन मोर वर्ड, संप्रज्ञा. यू नो संप्रज्ञा? संप्रज्ञा समाधि, सविकल्प समाधि एंड निधि ध्यासन इज वन एंड सेम थिंग. देन हाउ टू अटेन निर्विकल्प समाधि is in the next verse. Now let me summarize for you how to reach up to sabikalp samadhi. And roga niva rasayanam, how it removes? Like the roga niva rasayanam, rasayan, if you have got some disease, but you take a rasayan. Rasayan means medicine. Rasayan means medicine. Medicine goes inside, does it work, and whatever is left out, it comes out as a waste. Similarly, this also medicine, what will happen? This Brahma eva, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, what will happen to this? What will happen to this vritti? So it is said like a rasayan. Rasayan means it goes inside and removes the disease and comes out. Similarly, this also will subside. It will not remain forever. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. It will not be there forever. Like jalam katak renuvat. Jalam katak renuvat. Have you heard this statement? It has come in Atma. Katak renu, the dust powder, it takes the all impurities down and settles down. Similarly, this Brahmakar Vritti will remove the Jivakar Vritti and it also stop. Khatam ho gaya. That also will go away. So at that time, Jivab is over. Now next we see the steps. Kam se kam likh ke rakh lo. रास्ता तो मालूम होना चाहिए. हाउ टू गो, कहाँ पहुँचना है, व्हाट इज द प्री रिक्विजिट, व्हाट इज द क्वालिफिकेशन, बेसिक क्वालिफिकेशन. द फर्स्ट थिंग इज दैट चित्त शुद्धि, द प्योरिफिकेशन ऑफ माइंड इज द फर्स्ट थिंग. हाउ विल यू प्योरीफाई योर माइंड? बाय कर्म योग. यू हैव गॉट नो अदर चॉइस. व्हेन दैट शुड बी डन, इट इज इन टू बी डन इन द गृहस्थ आश्रम.
1, 2, 3, 4 ऐसे करके लिखो।
नंबर टू चित्त एकाग्रता, चित्त एकाग्रता कंसंट्रेशन ऑफ माइंड, मेकिंग इट सिंगल पॉइंटेड पॉइंटेड। हाउ विल यू मेक इट? बाय उपासना, बाय उपासना यू कैन डू इट। एंड व्हेन दैट इज टू बी डन इन द वानप्रस्थ आश्रम, नॉट नेसेसरी यू शुड वेट फॉर द वानप्रस्थ आश्रम। पीपुल कैन स्ट्रेट वे फ्रॉम द ब्रह्मचर्य कैन गो टू द संन्यास, सो डोंट वेट। कभी मेरा 50 नहीं हुआ है, सो नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ जपन आओ, ऐसा नहीं। उपासना, देन व्हेन दीज टू थिंग्स हैव हैपेंड, दीज आर कॉल्ड बहिरंग साधना। बहिरंग मीन्स आउटसाइड, बहिरंग साधना, बहिरंग मीन्स आउटसाइड कर्मयोग एंड योर उपासना, देन यू बिकम फिट फॉर अंतरंग साधना। अंतरंग साधना इज श्रवण मनन निधिध्यासन। After purification of mind and concentration of mind, you are fit for Shravan. If your mind is not purified or concentrated, it will go again and again into the world. Then you are fit for Shravan. And what the Shravan will do? Remove the abhavana. What is abhavana? Ignorance about my knowledge of self. I don't know what is self. Shravan will remove the ignorance of the self. It will tell you the self is Satchidanand, it is Sakshi, it is so and so and so and so. Now you know the Atman. And the knowledge may happen also. Nachiketa got it only by Shravan. Lord God gave him, this is Atman, he understood. Khatam. Narsingh Maharaj also got that way, of course, was attended one satsang, that's all, sufficient. And it happened only about 60-70 years ago, very close to our Pavai Ashram. Very close to our Pavai Ashram. Bamdev got it in the womb also, realized there, the baby hears. That is why at that time it is said you should study Bhagavat and good scriptures. Now after that, there is a doubt, next step is do mananam, reflection on that. Aham Brahmasmi, after Shravan is the manan. After manan also the viparit bhavana will come. Deho asmi, aham karta, aham bhokta, aham sukhi, aham dukhi, it will come. This viparit bhavana can also be removed by nididhyasan. So abhavana, asambhavana and viparit bhavana can be removed by shravan, manan and nididhyasan. And nididhyasan, what is nididhyasan? Nididhyasan is sabhikalp samadhi. What is nididhyasan? Sabhikalp samadhi. What is sabhikalp samadhi? Sampragya samadhi. But it is a continuous meditation of the same thought. Sajatiya vritti prabha. One thought should be continuously repeated again and again. How long? Dirghakal abhyas. It requires long practice. Then what will happen if I practice? It will become Brahma vasana or Atma vasana. We have got lot of vasanas of the world. Now we have to create Atma Vasana and Brahma Vasana. Do you have the capital of Brahma Vasana and Atma Vasana? Nay. So how you created the Vasana of the world, you think? By continuously thinking about the world. We created the Vasana of the world. How can you create the Brahma Vasana? Continuously thinking about the Brahman for a long time. Then there will be Brahma Vasana. This Brahma Vasana, what will happen? This will remove the Anatma Vasana, the Jeev Vasana. Usko hata dega. So there is a purification of mind at the stage of Bahiranga Sadhana by Karma Yoga and Upasana. Now your mind after Shravan, Manan and Nidhyasana has become more pure.
So there is stage of purification. First stage is Bahiranga Sadhana purification. And then after that you do the Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Now after the Nididhyasan, the mind is more pure. When this Atmavasana removes your Jibhava, Brahma Bhava removes your Jibhava, Atmavasana removes Anatmavasana, then what will happen? You will have a crystal clear shining Atman approach Anubhuti. Because this vasana is now removed. This anatma vasana is removed by atma vasana. So this curtain has dropped now together with the atma vasana. This is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Now what is that experience? So Triputi is bhanga. When you are meditating, when you are doing this Nididhyasan, Sabhikalpa Samadhi or Sampragya Samadhi, in that there is a continuously one thought you are continuously repeating. Is it not so? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. There are three things there. There is one meditator. Then there is a process of meditating and there is an object of meditation. What is that object of meditation? Brahman. Brahman is the object of meditation. The Jiva is the meditator and Aham Brahmasmi, the Vikalpa, the thought is meditating. Then what will happen? Triputi Bhang, we call it Triputi. This word Triputi will come many times. Many Mahatma will say, Triputi bhang ho gaya. Triputi bhang ho gaya, but this Triputi, meditator, meditating, and meditated upon. The object of meditation. Now there is no Triputi. Triputi jibhav ended. There is no more meditator now. Meditating, that also gone. What is left? The object of meditation remains. Brahman alone remains, that's all. So this from Savikalp to Nirvikalp happens with the grace of the Lord, with the grace of the Guru, with the grace of the scriptures. Because the scriptures gives you the information about that Atman, not Brahman. It's the Guru which explains you the whole thing. Even after that, you need the grace of the Lord also to happen from Sampragya to Nirvikal Samadhi. So Nirvikal Samadhi is now described in verse number 38. We will just see the word meaning, then we will discuss in our next class.
Vivikta deshe asinah.
Vivikta deshe asinah.
Virago vijitendriyah.
Virago vijitendriyah.
Bhavayedekamatmanam.
Bhavayedekamatmanam.
Tammanantammananyadhi. Tammanantammananyadhi. Vivikta deshe asinah. Virajo vijitendriyah. Bhavayedekamatmanam. Tammanantammananyadhi.
Vivikta deshe, you have to sit in a calm, quiet, solitary place. Vivikta deshe. It can be a cave, it can be a river bank, it can be your room, a corner of a room where you will not be disturbed by anybody. Asina. Asina means you sit in a comfortable posture. You can sit on the chair also, you can sit on the floor also. No question of Padmasana, this and that is not required. It should be Sukhasana. Sukhasana means where you are experiencing comfortably, you can sit for 2 hours, 3 hours without movement, without any stress or pain in any limb of the body. That is Sukhasana. Viraga. Viraga means no more sandhya bandhan, no more karma. Viraga. All over. If you remember correctly, these are all for the purification of mind. Purification of mind we have completed long time back in the step number 1. Now we are in the step number 13, 14, 15. Viraga. Vijitendriya. Vijitendriya. Jit means to conquer. Vijit, well conquered. What? Indriya. All indriyas are under control. All organs of perception and actions and your antakaran mind is under your control. They are now more going out in the world. Ananyadhi, with the single pointed, there is no object, there is no sabda sparsa rupa rasa gandha, and there is no vasana inside also, because vasanas are also removed. Jibhava is gone. Bhavayet. Bhavayet means meditate. Ekam, ekam, whenever the word ekam will come, our definition is sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, vedarahita. You have heard many times. Whenever we say ekam, ekam is this. Then anantam, anantam, whenever the anantam come, then we say desa, kala, vastu, paricheda, rahita or aparicheda. Without limitation of space, time and object. It is gone everywhere. Therefore it is not limited by any space. It is not limited by time. It is not limited in one object. Therefore it is infinite. Whenever you have to define or explain infinite, you have to say desh, kal, vastu, aparichin. It is gone everywhere. We say na, Bhagwan kaha hai? Bhagwan sab jaga hai. Everywhere. So we'll see in our next class. Kuch aaya samajh mein? I have given you the all steps starting from 1 for purification of mind, concentration of mind, and slowly, slowly, slowly progressing up to Sabhikalp Samadhi and Nirvikalp Samadhi. Now roadmap is with you. Who has to walk?
Very good! But what the Guru will do? Guru is old. He cannot run.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.